The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2025, and you are on the clock with Caribbean Green. I had to change my name again, right? Because today we are all Caribbean, right? Today we are waiting. We're waiting for the storm to pass over Cuba, like through Hispaniola. We're waiting for it to pass over the Bahamas. We are waiting for a word, what we can do, what can we do to support our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean the same way that they stepped up and supported us after Dorian. I don't want to get into too much details right now. I got a guest in studio. We're talking about something that is, I want to say, equally important, because this conversation is about building resilience, right? Individually, collectively, at the national level. I have a guest in studio today, and we're going to talk about some exciting opportunities for young people in the country and exciting opportunities for entrepreneurs, for creatives, and for thinkers, right? I'm thinking about the Deep Science Venture PhD program that Averio Campbell is a part of. It's an important discussion, but before we get there, remember we have I am running a t-shirt and magazine recycling program right now. A number of organizations will receive the t-shirts and the magazines for projects. I already have a couple of donors. I want to say thank you very, very much for your support. Also, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. To win the prize, two answers. The government recording record, for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Four students will be selected, well, four winners. One from New Providence District, one from Grand Bahama District, one from San Salvador, and then one from the rest of the Family Islands. Now, I know the Family Islands are literally in turmoil this morning. People are trying to figure out what they're supposed to do next. I'm particularly thinking of Wana. While we've seen headlines indicating that people in Inagua, people in, I think, Long Key, Crooked Island, are being evacuated, and I think people in Acklands are being evacuated. The people in Mayaguana are still wondering what is supposed to happen. Yesterday I saw, I want to say, an unconfirmed report because it wasn't in the traditional media, a person indicating that they were at the Mayaguana airport where one plane for 50 people, one plane, the capacity for 50 people, was sent for an island with roughly 150 people expecting to be evacuated, right? The people in Mayaguana are asking for clarity, clarity on the disaster alert and evacuation order, and then what happens after that. A number of residents are in New Providence, reaching out to family members for support. It appears for some flights, people bring a small carry-on on board with them. One woman indicated, listen, I brought my importance, the things that I don't expect people to purchase for me or to lend me, like underwear, basic toiletries, and feminine hygiene protection, right? And so we may have an expectation that these people were able to evacuate with everything that they need. They have not been able to evacuate with everything that they need. Some people are resistant to evacuating because they are uncertain how they are to be returned to their island. The question remains, if it is a mandatory evacuation, is the state responsible for their return flight or their return journey, whether by boat or by plane, to their resident island? So these are questions and concerns, things that should be answered in the public domain. See, this is the time. I'm often critiquing the use of social media as a form of dissemination for government information. It's certainly a primary source, because how are we to ensure that information is verified if we first see it on a social media app or only see it on a social media app? But now, this is your time, social media. This is your time to shine. Government agencies, please use these platforms to clarify questions, to receive feedback, and to engage the Bahamian people. Let's see, other than that, I want to remind you guys that it's against the law to drive with your cell phone in your hand. But luckily for y'all, the way that community works is the first six people in suit and tie driving, using their cell phone and blocking up traffic, I cuss. I mean, my windows was up, their windows was up. It was just me cussing the wind. But when I reach further into town and somebody hailed me while they was using their cell phone, and it's somebody close to me, and it's somebody who's a good person, you know, and I just say, sometimes the universe reminds you, right, that good people make mistakes too. It's a lot of making that mistake. It's so many that I could question whether y'all are good people. But instead, I'm going to remind you, it is against the law to drive with your phone in your hand. It is against the law of the plantation to obstruct traffic because you're on a phone call, which is apparently more important than you driving, and then you cussing off the people who trying to get you to drive safely. Chicchanis don't like that at all. I mean, they love it, you know. You ain't gonna like it, but they love it. Anyway, I have a representative in studio from an organization called STEM. They come up with solutions. And today, they're going to help me devise a number of solutions. Joining me in studio today, I'm going to let this young lady introduce herself. Good morning, madam.
Good morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Erin. I am so glad to be here. My name is Tyronda Glinton, founder of FEM STEM Bahamas.
Now, what does FEM STEM mean?
So essentially, FEM is for female in science, technology, engineering, and math. So that's the STEM. Essentially, we were founded, ironically enough, in 2019, and our program kind of shifted in 2020 when Dorian happened. And So essentially, what we do, first of all, is to expose, empower, and equip girls in the industry of STEM, specifically because they are mostly underrepresented or their opportunities don't exist as much. While the Caribbean, in particular, as you were speaking about the Caribbean, we and the Latin American region is more successful in, you know, more women in the space, we still have a way to go as it relates to fulfilling the gap, especially in specialized STEM skills. And so essentially, with that being in mind, I decided to launch the program as it was not afforded to me when I was in school. I'm in technology. I really saw the in the industry, especially for young people trying to make up their minds on what they want to do.
In my head just now, I heard seven distinct male voices saying, what you mean women need help with STEM? My girl go into my phone and she could figure out whatever I doing. These women understand STEM. I leave my wallet on the table one night and this woman done set up two joint bank account, seven investment funds, a lot of people are saying, hold on, women know about tech, but what is the gap, right? Like, what's the gap between, say, primary school and high school and a career right. in STEM?
I'm glad you mentioned that. So research shows that in the primary school and the junior school level, we do have basically equality and equal interest in those areas. But as they get into tertiary education, there is a separation, especially for, like I said, the core STEM programs. And yes, we have women who consume what we call technology or STEM-based, I guess, industries or programs or whatever. When it comes to leadership, that is where the gap is. Mm-hmm. Pursuing the career in a professional sense, that's where the gap is. And so observing that gap, and this is not just in the Caribbean, but regionally, internationally, the UN noted it as well. We realized, at least for me, I realized that the gap needs to be fulfilled. I also have a sister who studied biochem. And for her, she really had challenges trying to streamline what her career option would be because biochem is such a
broad
area. And so even trying to understand the specializations that exist, knowing of it, even knowing that it exists or something exists for her. Mm-hmm. I saw that as a gap, a challenge there. So that's, again, why we decided to formalize this program.
I'm getting ready to run a campaign. UB don't know it yet because I plan on running through UB, right? But I'm trying to generate discourse around this idea of the value of introducing students and people, older people, to concepts that they cannot necessarily fully grasp mm-hmm. at first. The way the people develop differently, mm-hmm. young people, boys versus girls, and for some people, they develop the skills to understand a concept sort of after they have been introduced to the concept. But if they never heard the concept at all, they may not have developed those skills to understand
That's
it,
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is a space in which we discount the value of exposing young people to things that they don't necessarily have all the tools to handle. We do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We give kids these devices as if they understand the full complexity mm-hmm. of the device. And then within a year or two, our children are actually the tech experts in our home.
Yeah? That is true.
And so I for that, a tech says, do you listen to the news, Erin? They said that all evacuees will be returned when all is. Dear texter, I hope you don't think that that's an acceptable policy statement, okay? That's not an acceptable policy statement. People have lives that need to be lived. You know what? Let me make it even simpler than that. They have bank accounts and financial obligations that care not for hurricanes and acts of God, right? People need certainty in their lives. This, they'll be returned when all is well, is not an appropriate statement from a policymaker. So I'm hoping that you would just, you know, like improvise and use just interpreting on their behalf. But thank you very much for your concern about my ability to listen to the news. Good morning, Erin. Why was Long Island ignored? This island was named by the Met Office from day one. We need an official explanation now. Thank you. That's not unreasonable. That's not unreasonable. So here's what you got to do. You have to get your MP to be present. He can't just send a representative. He has to be present. DRM authority, press briefings, and because he's an MP, he needs to figure out if he can sit in on some of these meetings and express directly the concerns of Long Island residents. I understand. I had a friend that experienced 3 tornadoes in Joaquin, hit their house. So, oh, I understand. Let's get your MP to get to those meetings and advocate on your behalf. Thank you, Texas. Ms. Glinton, let's get back into it. There's a great article in the Nassau Guardian dated 15th of September, 2025. FemSTEM Bahamas educates, empowers, and equips. You don't have an after-school program? And is it open for adults? That guy jealous.
So we do have an after-school program. Unfortunately, it's not open to adults at the moment. Mm-hmm. But our after-school program is currently for girls in grades 9 to 12. And our focus of when we actually launch shifted towards the environment and protecting our environment and finding environmental solutions. So this particular semester, the girls will be learning how to reuse plastics to create assistive devices for persons with disabilities. So we want to basically allow them to not only know how to protect the environment, but to solve a problem through protecting the environment. Mm-hmm. And our focus is project-based because based on our experience, based on research, people and students in particular learn better through projects by solving a problem.
And look here, what an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Your focus is now the environment, right? Mm-hmm. The project, you are extracting plastics mm-hmm. from the environment to recycle them and turn them into
prosthetic limbs or assistive devices.
Okay, look mm-hmm. here. I love it mm-hmm. because, you know, especially for people with mobility issues, they've lost a foot or a part of their leg, right? Mm-hmm. Enjoying nature, quote unquote, becomes even more difficult. Because right. it's hard to walk on craggy rock with two good foot.
And that's one of the things that they learned because we had somebody from the disabilities unit come and he's a person with an amputee. And he basically talks about even just the roads, the sidewalks not being conducive for persons with mm-hmm. disabilities. They're uneven, getting access to buildings, understanding that most persons who experience these, I guess, unfortunate events want to live life just as a normal person because in their minds, and it's true. Yeah. So they should not be disadvantaged because they are not in a position to walk, to speak, to see as they would have
without assistance. Without
assistance. Yeah. So yes, essentially, like I said, we try to get projects that are environmentally based, but also solving a problem locally, regionally, and internationally, also while preparing them for not only the workforce, but also to have their own business, to be innovators, to be thinkers, to be change makers.
You didn't see me writing out my little document right now for my 10% proceeds, because we're going to build the Bahama ankle. Mm-hmm. That's the device. Look here, young ladies.
Yes,
that's the device
it.
You're mm-hmm. going to build. Yeah. The Bahama ankle. That, right? It's going to be a part of a prosthetic limb, mm-hmm. right? It's going to be a joint, a sturdy, durable joint. You know, like when you go in the backyard to go in the bush to do badness and you could hear, and then you hear your Grammy voice from coming down the road, you meet so quick, but that Bahama ankle go hold,
okay.
right? While you turn and sprint back to the house to finish your chores.
Yes.
Walking and running on craggy rock all the way to cross country running in
yes.
professional athletics.
Yes.
Young people, young ladies, mm-hmm. you'll build whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if
That's
you build
idea.
That, I want my 10%. Okay, so the details for the after-school program.
Yeah, so currently we are hosted at Edmund Moxie Community Center. That is on Blue Hill Road. It runs on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tell me exactly where it is on Blue Hill Road.
So the NIB headquarters.
Yep.
The park, that's right next to NIB headquarters.
So I'm going to turn left off of Blue Hill
Road.
So
if you're coming on, up onto Blue Hill Road, you take the left.
Okay.
That is the park right before the NIB headquarters.
Okay.
So people most times they realize that it's a park, but they don't realize it's an actual community center that is in the same building
okay.
on the same yard. So that is the Edmund Moxie Community Center that was named after the great Edmund Moxie.
Absolutely.
And that is hosted Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5:30, and that is from 11 to 1, and that is when we have our guest speakers to talk about soft skills and essentially prepare them for the other parts of their career or life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they work on their projects on that day as well.
Okay, this is awesome. So Future Innovators After School program.
Yes.
How do we register?
So we register. Students can register going to our website or their parents at www.femstembahamas.org. Currently, registration is closed for this semester because we are wrapping up the projects. However, for the new year, they can go ahead and register for the January or spring semester.
Okay. All right. Now, that's not the only project that FemSTEM is focused on as we come towards the end of the year.
Right. So currently we have a robotics competition. We were fortunate enough to be recognized as the national organizers by the ITU, which is a UN-based organization, for the robotics competition. It's called Robotics for Good. And this is open to both males from ages 10 to 18, and we have a junior and senior category. So essentially, this competition will be hosted nationally next year. And then the international competition is July 2026. So okay. The first step is to register your students. We are appealing to all schools. We dropped off the letters to the principals. So please enter your students in junior and senior category.
Let me just put in a plug. I'm thinking which organizations with good proximity to the schools could assist, facilitate JA. Junior Achievers.
Yes.
I know they have one BTC group. Uh-huh. I know because they, my cousins, they make some great projects, right?
Yes.
But I think JA may be well suited. Mm-hmm. The sororities and fraternities, but in particular the sororities with the support of the fraternities, they always step up when the women call, can help identify groups and facilitate the schools getting the groups to the
That would be actually very much so excellent, because with our organization, we are a small organization. I am primarily the organizer for everything. And so to be granted not only this opportunity, but to share the opportunity with the nation, for me, is important. Like I said, our mission is to empower, equip, and expose. For me, I understand the importance of all three, especially exposure. A lot of great ideas, great projects, great thinkers, innovators exist in this country, but they are either not empowered, they're not equipped, or they're not exposed. Mm-hmm. And so with this, I'm hoping that once the students compete nationally, they will represent the Bahamas internationally and will win the competition, the international competition. We also have other opportunities that happened in the past and hope to be introduced again, where we take some of our students to international conferences. For example, we had the 5th International Day of Girls in Science conference that happened at the UN, I think about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we were the only representatives from the Caribbean region to be able to not go on the panel discussion, sharing some of the issues that we have and face in the country. And one of those things that we talked about, or one of our students introduced, were farming and restrictions as it relates to, you know, farming and sustainability and food security in our country. And so to be able to share their voices, to lend their contributions, for me, that was a moment of not only being grateful, but it was like, okay, this is something that I hope to be able to continue to do, because we want our students to be leaders, to be change makers, like I said before. So yeah, through this program, we offer that, our National STEM Day activities, as well as the robotics competition.
Okay, listen, let's get back to the robotics competition for a second, right? Because 3 years ago, the Bahamas was able to go to the UN and present. Mm-hmm. When is the next opportunity to go?
It happens, so it's the International Day of Girls in Science panel discussion happens every year.
Is it the same day as STEM Day?
No, that's a different day.
Okay.
Now, that is a separate opportunity within itself. But the robotics competition is happening in July of 2026 at the International Telecommunications Union Conference. And that is going to be, I think, in Switzerland in July of 2026.
Well, listen, I have an idea already, right? Because an agricultural challenge?
Yes.
Raccoons. raccoons and then birds and other pests, right? But mainly raccoons, right? I need an effective tool to scare away the raccoon, right? Now, scarecrows, like you can construct a type of scarecrow in the tree that will deter the birds, right? But I need a robot.
You'll find none for the raccoons.
I need an iRobot robot to wake on these raccoons.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll raise that with our students to see what they come up with. But the focus for the competition this year is basically using robots to plant seedlings into the field. So essentially, basically using those tools in order for them to large mass areas where farming is done. So that's the challenge for this year.
Now, I was talking about iRobot robot. First of all, I don't never send me no iRobot robot. for it to catch feelings while I catch in feelings, and then we have a problem, right? But robotics isn't necessary. Like, we think of that high-tech movie,
right.
CGI,
no.
robotics, but we've got what I'm going to call low-tech, but highly effective robotics that can be built in classrooms,
right.
it can be built in backyards, mm-hmm. that can ease or make easier a lot of the manual labor that occurs on a farm or an agricultural project.
And that is true. I am so glad that you mentioned it. So it is a low-grade or low-tech robotics kit. We ask that the participants, and we'll share more details with the participants once they register, but they can provide their own robotics kit. If not, if they don't have it, then we will provide it for them. But essentially, you are building the robot to solve the problem which will be presented, which will be providing seedlings or planting the seedlings. But it doesn't funding in terms of cost. It isn't high tech, and it's not something that it cannot be done. And I think that's another stereotype as it relates to these types of professions or careers. A lot of people are deterred because they think it's something that they cannot do.
It's high resource. It's high resource needed. And inaccessible,
right.
but it's very accessible.
Very accessible. The same devices that we use for everything else, we can use to learn something STEM-related. And STEM is all around us. Mm-hmm. Science, technology, engineering, and math is all around us. I try to make it relatable to our students. For example, the products we put on our hair, the makeup we put on our face, there's a cosmetic chemist who had to be hired as a part of the team in order for that to be done.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person who is in the beautician or beauty industry and you want to sell a product or you want to produce your own product, you have to learn a little bit of chemistry in order for you to do it.
In fact, look here, if you from Acklands, Cat Island, Long Key, Crooked Island, Long Island, anywhere where they harvest cascarilla.
Okay.
This cascarilla, we should be diverting chemistry and biology-based opportunities and scholarships to those islands, because the people on those islands have a historic and cultural relationship with plants that produce or plants that have parts that can be extracted to make some of the world's finest products, right? Okay, so let's repeat the dates for the after-school program after we give the dates again for the robotics challenge.
Okay, so the robotics challenge, we have opened registration already, but the actual national competition will be held in April of 2026. We'll say the specific date as we get closer.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a workshop in February 12th, I can say that definitively, to prepare the students and their coaches for the national competition, which will happen in April. And then the international competition will happen in July of 2026 in the ITU International Competition in Switzerland.
Now, I know agriculture is the focus, right?
Uh-huh.
But all my life, I was trying to devise a robotic arm for parents who think that their children's only job in life is to go change the channel. Or get the remote.
I'm guilty.
or sometimes y'all just torture the children and say, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and they say, "Go, you know the kitchen you just walked past to come here? Go back there and get me something. I need a robotic arm, like an Inspector Gadget arm." See, because from way back then, Inspector Gadget had the answer.
Yeah, he did. Sure,
I just didn't have the resources or the language to bring my idea to fruition. But thanks to FemSTEM Bahamas, our young people have access to the language, the resources, and the opportunities, right, to navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas and a rapidly changing world. Give them a contact information for FemSTEM Bahamas and your social media presence, please.
Sure. So our organization cell phone is 467-5712. So that's 465. Our email is info@femstembahamas.org. Our website is www.femstembahamas.org. And our social media handles is FemSTEM Bahamas. So on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, it's FemSTEM Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. This is awesome. We have to go to a break. Producer, take us to a break. I just had an idea. You know, you got to confuse the enemy. I need robotic roaches.
Oh, no.
I need some robotic roaches, please. Some robotic roaches, some robotic centipede and millipede and thing. No robotic mosquitoes.
No.
No. We don't want to start a war in the insect kingdom. But I could do a thing with some robotic roaches.
Mass warfare.
What I say, we have to catch the young people where they are. Like, young people, did you know that you could become a chemist and design a spray to eradicate poop odors out of the air? Did you know that you could do that? These children, they still on half term? Y'all still on half term?
Midterm
break? Do you have the idea? Mm-hmm. If it came into your head, explore it. Now, with guidance of a sensible adult, mm-hmm. don't go ask your uncle who's be in the back of the yard doing foolishness. You could tell him the idea, but don't ask him for guidance. But sometimes everything you need is right around you. Mm-hmm. The problem mm-hmm. that needs to be solved, mm-hmm. the resources required to solve them, and the ideas, they're right around you. Okay, so FemSTEM, Future Innovators After School Program, and the Robotics for Good Youth Challenge.
Yes.
The future is looking bright. Producer, I'm going to tell you, play some Eddie Minnis, because I need to find out what Grammy was flying on. We think all the tech is high tech, but the Wright brothers, if they could fly, then I sure Grammy was flying on her own flying machine, mm-hmm. not just a broomstick. Producer, take us to the break, and when we get back from the break, we are going to touch on some of these headlines and find some problems that need solutions. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Caribbean Green, as we remember our brothers and sisters enduring Hurricane Melissa.
Mike, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Okay.
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on your side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joker,
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
With Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau starts here. This November 1st, George Street is coming alive at the cathedral that made Nassau a city. The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is back, filled with mouth-watering food, one-of-a-kind art and crafts, and a $10,000 raffle prize. Feel the rhythm of Nassau with live performances, bohemian music, and fun for the whole family. Nassau starts here. Don't miss it. November 1st.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a Gents hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
96.9 FM. streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock. All right, we got lots to talk about. We're back to our normal Man Down Mashup Wednesday session where we combine the shows. Of course, I only have a few moments left in my hour. Joining us like in a few seconds. In a few seconds to join the conversation. I see the phone line lit up. Let me tell you what I want to talk about. Producer, you could prep the caller. Vendors Association President, events at Arawaki need crowd control guidelines. I imagine this conversation is sparked by another conversation I had prepped for this week. I wanted to ask us if we remember that there are cameras everywhere. I wasn't sure whether we remembered or not. The headline, deadly attack caught on video, Nassau Tribune. I think that is what has inspired this article. Vendors Association President, events at Arawaki need crowd control guidelines. This is in the Nassau Guardian. I'm going to get that in a second. Good morning, caller.
You're a bit off topic. Why do you think the government is having all these road paving people are striping the road roundabout? It is chaos, pure chaos out here. You don't want to see the traffic.
They don't have a traffic management team?
They have that. This is so early in the morning, and a lot of people use that area.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the first day of school out there.
Yeah.
Why couldn't that be done in the evening, like after rush hour? 6:37 o'clock.
No, not that time. You do it between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning.
Other than the times that people are going to be either trying to get to work for 11 or pick up children to take them to class, which I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., right? You bring out the night lights. They have the lights to do this work at night. They have them. And then what you have to do is you have to compel the Royal Bahamas Police Force to do their job, right?
They're not out there. When I say it's chaos, almost an accident just now in front of me.
You have to have officers. So you have to have officers stationed all along those six legs feeding into the roundabout, right?
I don't see an officer
to slow down traffic.
Any officers
to moderate traffic, and this is at 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. even, right? There's supposed to be a traffic management team with radios so they could communicate with each other because they can't hear each other across the six-legged roundabout. Like, there's protocols for this. I agree with you. That's madness because
it is pure chaos, Aaron. I'm not kidding you. It is pure chaos. I was coming up Thompson Boulevard, and I was wondering why the traffic was back up from the police college straight to the six-legged roundabout.
Wow.
Until I got there and see that the people are striping the road.
Yeah.
And then, are you serious?
And then they can tell us, you must be patient. You want things to get done. You must know. No, we have no more patience for the incompetence.
I'm serious.
Any action, any activity that obstructs the road requires a management team.
There is no traffic management out there, Aaron. It is complete chaos. It is madness.
I had
to call in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hopefully, officers in the area will attend for the purpose of ensuring clarity and coherence on the roadway. See, that's what I tell y'all. Traffic driving, that's like communication, right? If there's no clarity, if there's no coherence, there's just chaos. All right, I got a text here that says, Aaron, Mike Yal, sitting MP, said he couldn't do nothing to help his people, but he will He is willing to help his successor after the next election. Should he resign for non-performance? Is the Bahamas a real place? Listen, if I didn't have half my family from Acklands, I would tell you I'm not even sure if the Michael exists. I know Mayor Gwan is made up. Mayor Gwan is made up. That's where the Fountain of Youth is. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Let's get back to this article. Vendors Association President Events at Arawaki Need Crowd Control Guidelines. And once again, have we made it a job to say things that are implied that shouldn't have to be said? Let's read from the article. There needs to be crowd control stipulations and crowd management guidelines for events at Arawaki to avoid future mass brawls that can disrupt the businesses at the fish fry, according to Ronald Russell, president of the Arawaki Conch Fish Vegetable and Food Vendors Association. That is so cute. That is so cute. There should be guidelines to avoid disruptions for businesses at Arawaki. You mean the businesses that are not supposed to be permanent? That's what you mean? See, that's what happens when y'all just do whatever you want for many years, and then you want to turn around and come to the authorities for support so that your business could... How about y'all just enforce the basic stuff like no parking on the grass, no parking on the sidewalk, no booths and vendors set up on the sidewalk, no illegal structures on the land? How about that? How about you enforce turn signals? I was so hurt when the young lady... I mean, you know what? Let me tell you why I was hurt. I was hurt because obviously the Vendors Association and the people responsible, the authority responsible, are not doing their job. She so articulately complained about the large vehicles traversing through Arawaki, disrupting their business, as if she didn't know that's the road to the port. And it's the vendors that are not supposed to be there. It's the vendors that must accommodate the port, not the port accommodating y'all. So when the Vendor Association president said, you know, we tried to talk to the people building the two-story and three-story structures, we were able to pass off the notice to one of them but not to the other. What you mean? What you mean you didn't pick up every brick as they offloaded it onto the sand and throw it in the ocean? Talking about the unauthorized building on the sand on Arawaki. Let me read that sentence again. There needs to be crowd control stipulations and crowd management guidelines for events at Arawaki to avoid future mass brawls that can disrupt the businesses at the fish fry, according to Ronald Russell, president of the Arawaki Vegetable and Food Vendors Association. Why y'all even call it a Conch Fish Vegetable and Food Vendors Association? Y'all have vegetable stalls out there? What y'all... Russell told Guardian Business on Monday that a brawl occurring last weekend that ended with the shooting death of a young male is unfortunate, and the vendors sympathize with anyone that loses their life as a result of violence. Quote, there should be some sort of security system where they come in and check to see. You mean like the police station? Do you mean like the police? My producer gone right in the moment when I need some gospel music to remind me whose I am and who I am. Quote, there should be some sort of security system where they come in and check to see or to tell you how many people any particular area could hold. You mean the people who determine your occupancy before they license you to operate your venture? Like them people? And the police who were supposed to inspect your site before you could get a business license or a temporary vendor's permit? Them sat there? The quote continues, therefore, when you have an event, someone is at the door saying that our license for this event only covers 80 or 90 persons. You're supposed to have a placard visible on the outside. So when you tell me I can't come in yet. You could just point to the placard that says, yeah, the occupancy is only 25 people because this is just a booth on Arawaki. This ain't no actual business. And I know you think I'm being harsh, but it isn't an actual business. Yes, I know. Regularly, y'all make more money than I could imagine making in a year. I get it. But you cannot be a real business if these are things you're saying. The quote continues. So, quote, so when you have that kind of security in place, you tend to be able to control your crowd, control the event, and control persons coming into your establishment. Who is licensing people to have nightclubs and events out there? These are supposed to be restaurants. The quote continues, your security personnel who secure the outside should be able to determine who will be allowed to come into your establishment or at your event. Close quotes. Russell added, quote, this brawl did not start at the fish fry, but from a separate event that was being held at the wider Arawaki. That spilled over into the fish fry. We have to make that clear. What event? What event? What event on the wider Arawaki? You mean Long Wharf? That's separate from Arawaki? That stretches to the east? To Margaritaville? That's what you're talking about? I'm going to continue. Producer, prep the caller for me. Russell added, caller, you'll get 30 seconds. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning. People need to learn to behave in public. That's what they need to do. What about that?
Okay, yeah, that's good, too. Where are the police? You know they have a police station right there, right?
You know they don't do their job.
I didn't say that. But you know how easy it is to pick up a radio and say, back up, back up, back up, back up. That's the part I don't understand. We all got that training from the movie. Back up, back up, back up, back up. Anyway, thank you very much, caller. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. We need to learn how to govern ourselves and moderate our own behavior. Here's a text. The situation at Arawaki has been a powder keg, just waiting to explode. There is no law and order out there. Everyone is doing as they please. Stall vendors are allowed to build massive structures on crown land and then lease them out to people. That whole place needs to be reorganized. If people see where they store the conks that people have to eat, you'll never eat from there again. Well, listen, we are going to remind people that you eat at your own risk, and that we are hoping that between the authority and the vendors association, they are spending the vast majority of their efforts making sure that the food that's being served meets the standard. Texter said, are you serious? Tell me which part, Texter. Tell me which part, because I'm not sure what you asking me. Producer, prep the caller. Caller, you get 30 seconds. Russell, okay, good morning, caller.
Yeah, good day, miss.
Good day.
That just go to show you how lousy our police force is. You have a whole police station there, and they ain't do nothing but harass people instead of going out there and stopping these things. Their police force is lousy. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You know, just as a vendor that rarely vends anymore because vending spaces are poorly organized and policed, just as a vendor, it irks. I love getting old. It irks my spirit. I love getting old to see the chaos unfolding in these spaces. I just gonna quickly read the rest of this article. Producers, start playing the music when it's my time. Russell added, quote, this brawl did not start at Fish Fry, but from a separate event that was being held at the wider Arawaki that spilled over into the Fish Fry. We have to make that clear, close quotes. A brutal scene circulated via social media on Saturday showing a man being beaten by more than a dozen men before being shot to death at Arawaki. The video also showed a man lying on the ground dying from his injuries. A close-up of the man's face showed severe bleeding. Also, during that melee, it was reported that one man was hit with an object, another was stabbed, and a third victim was shot. Police officers arriving at the scene were told that the occupants of a Japanese model vehicle had opened fire on a group of people gathered in a parking lot before speeding away. We're going to end the article there. I just got to say this before I end the show, especially because the texter called me and asked me if text and asked if I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious. And I'm going to say this seriously. We know that the police are under-resourced. We know that they're poorly organized. We know that. We know that often police are left to deal with situation manage with the resources and the staff they have available to them in the moment. We get that. We understand that. But still, the force as a whole and individual officers have to do better. All of us do. That's it. That's it. We all need to know how to do what we ought to do when we ought to do it. Otherwise, why are you around here calling yourself an adult and trying to tell people what to do? That's it. Adulthood? Doing what you know you ought to do when you know you ought to do it. You guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Hold on strong. Hold on strong. The Corrigan family singing this song. We're sending one love. We're sending pure prayer. In all this time, you know we care. Jah guide and protect you. From mountain to coast is the strength of the people we love. The diaspora abroad, they ring in their hand. Ready to help them below the land. Carry come standing by, all hands on deck and the crypt. Ready,
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. NASA Hummers.